Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, and I'm joined now with a pair of Norwalk Girls Wrestling state qualifiers who are
Hannah Schmitz, freshman, wrestles 100 pounds.
Mercy Skolton, freshman, wrestles 110.
And it was last Friday when you qualified for the state tournament at the Glenwood Regional. Hannah, you placed it first in your weight class, and Mercy, you were the runner-up. Just what was that feeling like to qualify for state as a freshman and clinch that and make your plans for Coralville?
It was so awesome. Like, the feeling that you have after, it's just like a dopamine rush. Like, you don't know what to think. It's just like crazy. Like, your team is all hugging you. Like, there's a lot of tears definitely as well.
Definitely going into the entire thing, I was a little nervous, but knowing that I, like, believed in that, knowing I have wrestled a lot of competitive people, I believed in myself that I could do it, and the feeling of getting second was just amazing overall.
When did making state this year become a goal for each of you? Was it something that you had from the beginning of the year, or something that developed along the way?
My goal has always been, like, I wanted to be a four-time state qualifier throughout whole high school, so getting this first step was really awesome.
I definitely started a little bit after the beginning of the season. Beginning, I wasn't really positive. I didn't have a really good mindset, but then after getting a lot of team, like, encouragement, I definitely built that up.
Just kind of tell me about your day at the state qualifying meet. Hannah, you were the top seed there. I think it was 14-7. You won your championship match there. And then Mercy, you started with a quarterfinal loss and then won four straight by pin, including, I think, you beat the number two seed to clinch your state berth. So just kind of tell me about the day and how you felt you did.
Going, like, into the day, I was, like, very nervous. I wanted to go to state so bad, so, like, having that mindset of like you got this, you're gonna do it. That was my mindset, but then there was also like some doubt, but like trusting in my confidence like really helped, and like having the whole team there to like encourage you throughout the whole meet and like everyone being together was such like a great experience, and I loved the meet. Like, it was such a fun time.
And Mercy, you were, I think, the four seed. So, I mean, was that kind of motivation for you to prove people wrong and move your way up?
I mean, I definitely didn't really know that I was the four seed. I just went in there hoping and just being a hammer. I just tried to be as aggressive as I could. Definitely after I lost my first one, it set me down a little bit. But knowing I only lost by one still gave me, like, the motivation to do this.
So what's this first year of varsity high school wrestling been like for you guys? What kind of lessons have you been learning along the way?
I've definitely learned, like, the lesson of hard work. Like, if you want to reach your goals, you have to work for it. And going into practice every day, like, putting everything out there, like, helps to reassure, like, that you will reach your goals. So, like, a lesson I've learned is, like, work hard for what you want and you'll get it.
Definitely. My goal was definitely just, like, again, like, working hard, being the best I can be, and just not giving up when I get tired.
So when did you both kind of get your start in wrestling? You've been wrestling since you were really young, or did you pick it up a little later?
My first year was fifth grade, and that's where I started. Like, then I've just kept going.
Mine was in seventh grade. The sign-outs for wrestling went out. I knew some of my people were doing it, and I figured, like, there's nothing to lose in this sport. I don't know how to do it, so I just signed up for it and gone this way.
Who have been some people that really helped you along the way?
A lot of the team coaches and upperclassmen, like Katie Lidke, like, she's been, like, such a great leader to us, and I know, like, everyone says that about her, and, like, yeah, she always shows up ready to work hard, and, like, seeing her make it last year kind of, like, that helped me to be, like, okay, I can do, like, I want to be where she is, and, like, seeing how she works helps me to, like, follow in her lead.
My coaches overall, they're just, like, they're the best that they can be. Like, they're my family, my team. Hannah especially, like, she pushes me when to points I never knew I could reach. Like, Schmitz, he is such, like, an amazing coach, and I definitely could not do this without anybody here.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk girls wrestling state qualifiers Hannah Schmitz and Mercy Skolton. They get ready for state on Thursday and Friday of this week. I guess kind of a fun one here. What's your go-to move out there on the mat? What's your best move that's going to get you a pin?
On my feet, I like to go to an arm drag to a double, and then on bottom, I go to like a two-on-one tilt.
Mine would probably be a sweep single. I really like sweep singles and then running a half.
So it's on to Coralville now at the Extreme Arena. On Thursday, the state wrestling tournament gets underway. Hannah, looks like you are the number 9 seed in your bracket. You'll be taking on a girl from Abraham Lincoln of Council Bluffs. And Mercy, you'll be taking on the top seed, a girl from Raccoon River, Viscaglia. Just your thoughts on, you know, your opening round matches, and how motivated are you to, and anxious are you to get out there?
Like, my whole mindset this whole season has been, like, it doesn't matter, like, what you're seated, what you're ranked. Like, just go out there and give your best. Like, no matter who it is across from you, it could be the best, it could be the worst, but it doesn't matter. Like, you go out there and you be a hammer on them.
I definitely find more lately in the season, I feel that their rankings and their wins don't really matter to me at this point, because I'm not who they wrestle. I'm a different match, and every different match, I can go out there and I can give my best.
The girls you're going to wrestle in the first round, have you faced them at all this year?
Yeah, I have one time before at a tournament in Colfax Mingo.
Okay, did you get the win?
I did not, but okay. I'm determined to get it this time.
And how about you?
I have never wrestled.
Okay. Okay, so goals and expectations for the state meet for both of you.
My goal has went from wanting to be a state qualifier to now wanting to be a state place winner. Like, if I just keep my hard work up, I feel very confident that I can get there.
My goals is definitely when I put my hands on somebody that they feel me, and I want to make sure that I'm hustling and that I am doing everything I can to defend any move that they take on me.
When you look back in a few days from now, just whatever, however it ended up, what do you want to say when you look back at, what do you hope you can say about your performance?
I want to say that I gave my best, no matter the outcome. Like, I just want to give 110% all the time and push myself as hard as possible. So if I wanted to look back at my freshman year and say, I just want to be that was my, I worked so hard. I pushed myself. Yeah.
I definitely want to be able to say that I did what a lot of people are trying to do.
And then as you look to the off season, just what are your plans to make yourself better from between now and next season?
I'm going to try to work in some open mat time within my other sports. I don't want to take a super long, huge break. I still want to get in there and stay loose, but also yeah.
I definitely want to get into freestyle wrestling. My coaches have been talking about wanting to, I know Chelsea, my coach she loves freestyle, and we're trying to convince her to be a coach for freestyle this summer, and I'm excited for that.
Okay, that's been Norwalk Girls Wrestling State Qualifiers Hannah Schmitz and Mercy Skolton. Good luck to you at the state meet this week, and congratulations on making it this far.
Thank you.